This is Northwest Public Radio and StoryCorps Northwest. I'm Sue Ann Ramella. When you were a little kid, did you want a pony? Many little girls have wished for a pony, and for two Tacoma sisters, Claudia Casebolt and Denise Nichols, they got their wish, but sometimes what you wish for is a lot of work.
What is your best memories of childhood?
I think one of my favorite memories was when we got Mike. He was a white Shetland pony who was the first pony that we got, and we didn't have any horses yet, and I really loved horses. So this one birthday came, and I got up really early, and there was a note on the table, and I couldn't quite read it. I was young enough. It was probably in Dad's writing, and his writing wasn't great. So I maybe had to wait until one of them got up and told me that it said I should look outside. And I went outside, and here was this trailer with this pony in it. And I just remember that was probably the greatest day of my life, to get that pony.
Well, I remember the pony wasn't trained. And no. I remember once going into the pasture, which was connected to our house at that point, and the pony grabbed my sweater and started bucking and pulling me of the sweater. And luckily, the sweater slipped off. But that was a very scary experience to me. But I'm glad you did mention Mike, because I forgot about Mike.
Well, Mike wasn't gelded either. I mean, that's probably why he was mean.
The one thing I do remember about Mike, he was kind of the neighborhood pony, because he was clever enough to get out of his corral. Remember the one time he ended up on the neighbor's balcony next door, and the paper came and everything to take pictures of it?
Because he had pancakes. They fed him pancakes.
Yeah, and he made it somehow up to the second floor balcony.
Well, he did. It was like a split-level house where he walked through the garage, and that connected to the balcony. And on the front of the house, it looked like he was on the second story.
The other thing I remember about Mike is that we would get calls early in the morning on school days. Mike would be out, and he would be somewhere in the neighborhood, and either you or I would have to tromp out in the morning, usually in the rain, and catch Mike and bring him back before school. We lived on a lake, Steilacoom Lake, and we taught him to jump in the water with us, jump off the dock into the water and swim with us. He was quite...
It wasn't exactly taught. Somebody would be pulling on the reins and somebody else would be pushing his butt and one person would be sitting on him.
And I remember when he'd hit the water, he'd always poop. Remember that?
Yeah, he always pooped. So no one wanted to be in the water after he'd been in there.
And once we got too big to ride Mike, we got a little surrey for Mike. Remember that?
Yeah, and we taught him tricks.
Yeah, we taught him
and
tricks.
He was a rear good pony. And he would shake hands, and he would sit, and he would lie down and play dead.
Yeah, he was
finally
a good
got
pony. Taught, didn't he?
That was Denise Nichols and her sister Claudia Casebolt reminiscing about their pony Mike. You can hear this story and other StoryCorps Northwest excerpts on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to Multiplication.com and China Berry Hill and Urban Luxury B&B in Tacoma for their support of StoryCorps.